Aidan Thibert doesn't take anything for granted. A graduate of École Secondaire Catholique Lauraisen in Val-Caron, Thibert was among students honored as part of the activities of the 33rd Conference of the Fédération Nationale des Conseils Scolaires Francophones, FNCSF, which was held in Sudbury from October 26 to 28. The Regroupement National des Directions Générales de l'Éducation, RNDGE, awarded the Academic Perseverance Scholarship to three graduates of French-language schools in a minority setting. Thibert was given this $1,000 scholarship, which recognizes courage, perseverance and commitment. The Academic Perseverance Scholarships recognize the success of all students, regardless of their academic results, and encourages the pursuit of post-secondary studies in French. Thibert has not had it easy. When he was in grade 6, his parents announced some extremely difficult news. His mother was diagnosed with an advanced stage of cancer. Despite all the efforts of various doctors, treatments and surgeries, including my mom's determination to beat this ugly disease, a couple of years later, she eventually lost her battle to cancer just as I was entering my high school years, Thibert said. During my first couple of years in high school, I was lost and numb, trying to navigate all these new changes in my life all while pretending I was okay and so was everything in my life. But that can only last for so long. It eventually caught up to me, and it started affecting my concentration, my academics, my relationships and my overall well-being and mental health. Thibert credits those around him for helping him through his high school years. Simply said, I don't know where I would be today had it not been for some amazing adults at my school, and in my life, who have helped me get through these extremely challenging times. Though the road is far from over, I am committed to taking care of myself and continuing my journey of healing. The situation in Thibert's life was serious enough that he considers making it through high school remarkable. At the moment, my greatest accomplishment would probably be my high school graduation. Although it's a very common thing, there were times during my high school years where I couldn't necessarily see that light at the end of the tunnel, and wasn't sure if I'd be standing on stage with a diploma in my hand. Paul de la Riva, a spokesperson for Conseil Scolaire Catholique Nouvelin, describes the young man as a respectful, smiling, and helpful student. Aidan Thibert stands out for his determination and unshakable perseverance. Having had to overcome obstacles and challenges since grade 8, Aidan was able to benefit from the support of teachers at his secondary school, friends, and family, to complete his secondary studies with flying colors. Asked what inspires him, Thibert was clear. I think I would say it's not the what, so much as the who, that inspires me. Although life hasn't always been easy, I am beyond grateful that I have been surrounded by some incredible people who have looked out for me, believed in me, pushed me and inspired me to get back up on my feet and to not give up on myself and on my dreams. Confident and determined, Thibert is currently pursuing his post-secondary studies in the business administration program at College Boreal. Afterwards, he hopes to complete a Bachelor of Business Administration at Laurentian University and aspires to pursue a career in the entrepreneurial sector. CSC Nouvelin takes great pride in the success of all its students and recognizes the importance of the support offered by its school staff, said Nouvelin Director of Education Paul Henry. We congratulate Aidan on his success in his studies and especially on his resilience. Our heartfelt thanks go to the school team at ESC Lauraisen for having supported this student and many others so well. Regarding his future, Thibert is reflective. For as long as I can remember, I've dreamed of starting my own business, he said. As for what the future holds, I may not have all the concrete answers yet, but I am also interested in the trades and can even see myself as a crane operator one day. I guess I will have to wait and see where the road of life will take me. Aidan Thibert's words of inspiration. Before my mom left this world, she gave my family a message. She reminded us to continue to live life after she was gone. She reminded us to not only remember her in sadness, but to remember all the beautiful moments, to choose happiness and to live life to the fullest. If I had any advice to give, I would say it's okay to admit when we are not okay, and it's okay to ask for help. Also, for those who are lucky enough to still be surrounded by their loved ones, I would tell them to take the time to be in the moment, and to appreciate the minutes and special moments with family and friends, because from one moment to the next, you never know what can happen or how much time you have left. James Stewart is a writer in North Bay. Inspire is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.